the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Bridging the Divide, the 2021 Public Affairs Conference at Missouri State University, will be held September 27th through 30th. I'm Nikki Donaldson. Today I have Stacy Trowatha-Bach and Dr. Elizabeth Walker to talk about the free conference. Walker tells us about the theme.
This year, the theme of the Public Affairs Conference is Bridging the Divide. In today's world, we all think we're alone, and we all only seem to look at ideas and opinions from one side. But what we have to realize is bridging the divide is all about coming together. And we may not all see things the same way, but we have so many things in common. We have that commonality of who we are, where we're from, what we're all about, our hearts that really bring us together. And I think that's what the theme is trying to emphasize, is that we can see things from different perspectives and just have that love and respect for each other to help bridge that divide, to help move this country forward, to help move ourselves forward. We cannot wait to get started with our conference. One of our keynote speakers is going to be Mr. John Quiñones from the TV show What Would You Do? And we are really excited to have him with us this year.
This year's conference will be a mixture of in-person events and live virtual programming as we explore the various facets of bridging the divide. Trowatha-Bach tells us about the plenary speakers and presentations.
Some of the plenary speakers that we have are nationally known, and one of them will be Shireen Marisol Meraji. She will be actually a virtual presentation via Zoom webinar. And we also have Dr. Bill Daughtry. He will be speaking about his organization, Braver Angels, but they look at trying to depolarize the dinner table, and he looks at the differences in perspectives that we have regarding our politics and bringing us more together on that. So we have Shireen, we have Bill. We also have Daryl Davis in person on Thursday evening. Daryl is very well known as an award-winning musician and conflict negotiator. He will be speaking about race and how we bridge that divide through civil conversation. So we do have a very interesting mix of speakers and events. One of our plenary presentations is actually going to be called Songs from the Street. That will be an in-person film screening. Our students here at Missouri State put together a documentary about Springfield's homeless choir and how that Springfield homeless choir has brought together our community as far as those who are homed and those who are not, and the benefits that have come out of that meeting and that choir. And so we will be actually doing that screening in full. It's an hour, and then we'll have a 30-minute panel of some of our students who worked the film, as well as the choir director and some others. And so we have a good mix. There are things for people to do. They can come on campus, or they can view many of our 20 different events that will be live streamed via Zoom webinar.
As an agriculture professor, Walker is especially pleased to involve a student panel in this public affairs conference. She and Trowatha-Bach tell us more.
One of the panels that we're really excited about this year is Dispelling Food Myths, Bringing the Divide Between Consumer and Producer. And this is a unique event in which our students are going to be the experts. And so they will be taking questions from our live audience, live and in person at Missouri State University, questions related to what are GMOs, what does grass finish mean, what does organic mean. And so the students are very excited about doing this. This is the first kind of student panel we've ever had during public affairs, and we're really excited to be bringing that to you.
And one of the other special events that we have is our President's Local Spotlight. President Smart will be leading a panel discussion of bridging the divide alongside community partners. So he is bringing in several organizations that partner with Missouri State University and other higher education institutions, and seeing how those partnerships are helping to deal with the issues of our community.
It is a diverse roundup of topics and perspectives for this year's conference. You can check out specific topics as well as the time and locations of each at publicaffairs.missouristate.edu/conference. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.